This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate, and Sophie Tauber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions, so sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment, and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Is anyone else feeling extremely confused about what day it is, what we're meant to be doing? I mean, thank God we've got the podcast because I feel like I have just been doing nothing.
Yeah, well, we put a meme up on our Facebook page and it was basically saying that between the 26th to the 30th, you're just filled with cheese and you're just confused. And that's how I feel at this exact moment.
I'm also like counting down the days till I have to go back to my full-time job and I'm kind of dreading it.
I personally hate this time of year where you're kind of in limbo. Yes, I like holidays, but I just feel a bit lost.
I've actually been embracing it. I was like, stuff it. I haven't got back into my workouts, which I keep telling myself I've got to clean out my workout room because I've just moved and there's a lot of stuff in it. So that's my excuse. But I will be getting back into my workouts when the new year starts. But other than that, I've just been eating like trifle and watching the Queen's Gambit.
I've just been shopping really during the Boxing Day sales and it was really sad. I walked past the Christmas trees yesterday and I said to Dale, is it sad that my heart hurts knowing that these trees are going to be taken down? And he said, yes, it is.
It's not sad. I feel exactly the same. I always go through a little bit of like, I don't want to use the word depression, but you know, sadness when Christmas ends, because I feel like there's so many things to look forward to and you're always busy and there's parties and presents and things to organize. And then, as you said, it's just this nothingness.
And it's the lead up that I like the most because I mean, you know, after Christmas Day, you're kind of over the actual day itself. Like you could not do it the next day. You couldn't back it up.
Well, I think Boxing Day is such a great day because you have that time to actually relax, look at your presents and potentially do, you know, have some leftovers. But then I think once Boxing Day is over, it's just nothingness until New Year's Eve.
Well, I went to Port Hughes on the 27th and as soon as I got home, I saw my Christmas tree and I just had that feeling of I just wanted to get it down because it was making me feel sad.
Yeah, I feel the same, except mine's relatively new. It's looking very fresh. So I think I might pack up the Christmas decorations that are like not associated with the tree, but keep the tree up until after New Year's.
Well, my thoughts actually turn to what bargains are going to be on Facebook Marketplace relating to Christmas. So I'm more thinking ahead about how I'm going to make Christmas 2021 the best. Because let's be honest, Christmas 2020, it wasn't that great in terms of all the lead up with COVID. I feel like 2021 Christmas hopefully will be amazing.
Well, we're going to be talking more in depth about our Christmas and our thoughts around Christmas and also what influencers we're doing for Christmas on our Thursday's final episode of A Very Outspoken Christmas. So you can tune in then.
Say Christmas one more time, Kate.
Do you know what? I was listening to Saffron Barker's podcast with her mum and I noticed that she says Christmas really funny. Like the mum, she goes, Christmas.
I love that podcast. I feel like we need to put it down as a recommendation in our notes because it's actually really, really funny.
Yeah, isn't it called Mum Told Me to Do It or something?
Mum Made Me Do It.
So if you've ever DM'd me something like that, know I have your fucking information. Know I have your information. Know I have your fucking photo and I have your username. Know I have it. Know that I have it. Well, can't wait to submit this evidence to police. Not even fucking kidding.
In a world first, the Australian federal government has proposed new trolling laws that will see cyberbullies face hefty fines and social media platforms held responsible. The move, which is aimed at saving lives, has influencers across Australia talking. Kate, can you talk us through what these new laws mean?
These proposed laws are massive for social media in Australia. If an individual ignores a direction to remove trolling behaviour, they face a massive fine of $111,000. It's also really interesting because the government actually has the power to unmask the trolls, which we have never seen before. So it's really promising for people who are being bullied online.
I think doing this podcast, I have uncovered that there are so many fake troll accounts. So many people message us with no photo on their Instagram account about certain influencers that you can tell then use those accounts to go and bully them.
Yeah, so what's going to happen now is if an account like that has been caught sending an influencer or a celebrity or anybody in particular a message, Facebook will be able to trace that account back to the IP address. So this is huge. So people aren't going to be able to hide behind these fake accounts anymore.
Well, the other side of it is websites or social media platforms who ignore the direction also can be fined up to $555,000.
I think that one is absolutely massive because you think about the number of trolling comments that appear on news platforms. But in saying that, from working at Channel 7 News, you can also see what a huge job it is to moderate all of those comments. So I think that there will be a lot of new social media jobs popping up in the not too distant future.
But it's up to Facebook to remove it. So the onus is going to be placed on the social media platforms. And what's really interesting is it's not just huge social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They've also made laws against sites that have online gaming. So,
well, that's more specifically around children, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So it made me think though, there are so many forums out there like Tattle Life that we've discussed, and there's also Facebook groups. I wonder if they're going to be held to the same standards that someone like Facebook is going to, because as you said, Soph, that's going to cause a lot of stress for people who are having to moderate different forums.
I mean, I think it's fantastic though. I mean, so these platforms, I mean, this sort of behavior is not acceptable in real life. Why then is it acceptable online?
It is really important to note that content needs to be serious enough to breach the criminal code.
I am really interested to see the final legislation on this one, to see what the government actually classify as cyberbullying, because it is really broad.
Well, the draft of the bill actually defines cyber abuse as material an ordinary reasonable person would conclude is menacing, harassing, or offensive, and likely and intended to harm an individual. So the example they've given is someone sharing revenge porn.
Now, this proposed legislation is also being put in place to stamp out violent and offensive material found on social media, such as child abuse material, terrorism material. So we all remember the Christchurch mosque shooting that was live streamed on Facebook and it was left up for a considerable amount of time. So this legislation is put into place. So vision like that will need to be taken down within 24 hours or those fines will be put in place.
Well, we saw it most recently on TikTok with a video of a man committing suicide managed to find its way on the platform and a lot of kids were watching it. So yeah, it's very good that they're going to be getting rid of that type of content quickly.
It just seems crazy to me that it's taken this long for it to happen and that it is a world first in Australia, because, I mean, it's crazy to me that the behavior that we deem unacceptable in real life is somehow acceptable on this different platform, because I don't think it's good enough to say anymore, oh, just jump off the platform if you don't like it, because all of our lives are so ingrained in that. I mean, we run our business online. If we were to delete our Facebook page and Instagram because of trolling, we wouldn't be able to make a living anymore on there.
Well, one person who is very much for these laws is Nine News presenter Erin Molan, and she was recently on 60 Minutes talking about the awful cyber abuse she's received. And she was saying basically that she can cop comments online. You know, she's not saying that people shouldn't be allowed to have free speech, but she's saying when comments are sent to her about people raping her young daughter or wanting to kill her, that's when it gets to the point where something needs to happen and people need to step in.
I mean, I think we've all got common sense in regards to these laws. Comments that cross a line like that are just no longer acceptable, and they should never have been acceptable in the first place.
Exactly right. And another person who is also really happy about those laws being introduced is Abby Chatfield. Now, she has been very open on the fact that she has been keeping a Google Drive of every abusive and vile comment she has received since appearing on The Bachelor. And she said that she is all ready to go to send those comments to the police. I mean, I believe, and she also pointed out the fact that she doesn't think they can do anything for comments that have previously been made, but she is just so happy that finally she doesn't have to wake up to death threats and there's no punishment for those people.
Well, then again, obviously, as you say, these people aren't necessarily going to face any consequences at the moment, but I feel like those are the sort of people who are probably ongoing perpetrators of that type of harassment, so it is great that they will no longer be able to do it.
Well, what I found really interesting is Abby shared a lengthy Instagram video about her saying, you know, I've got your comment, so you just kind of wait for the punishment. And then she shared a screenshot of everyone that was deleting comments that they'd sent to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, this person's removed the comment, this person. I was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
But doesn't that just show that people are taking these proposed laws pretty seriously if that's the response? I mean, that's what the government will want to be seeing, the fact that people are retracting these comments immediately.
That being said, I think the real test will be when someone is actually fined and how many people start to get fined.
Well, exactly right. I mean, we've got to remember that the fines are only if the troll or the social media platform or website don't actually take down the comments. So you can actually still write a rude comment, but then you have to take it down within 24 hours. So I feel like there's a little bit of leeway that people are still going to be getting away with this harassing behavior. Sadly, on Christmas Day, Georgia Love, the former bachelorette, received a disgusting message from a troll who actually sent the message in their own account. And he wrote, "You're a whore. F you, slut. Watch your back. I'm coming for you with a sledgy."
Oh, now, does that mean a sledge, not a sledgy?
No, it means a sledgehammer.
It's just just slang. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, now that you understood the message, I love the fact that, firstly, Georgia Love pointed out that he used the wrong "your," which is fantastic. She also said, "Merry Christmas. I won't stop naming and shaming you disgusting trolls. I'm reporting every single one and I hope you get fined." I just find it so vile that people have to put up with this on a regular basis. And I'm so happy that this type of behavior hopefully will be stopped.
Well, I actually read recently that cyberbullying has increased over COVID, which it's not really surprising, is it? But I'm assuming that maybe the recent state with Christmas and with people having to isolate in Sydney, maybe that sparked a lot of these messages, which isn't an excuse, but it's a different look at society, isn't it?
I did see someone message Celeb Spellcheck, you know, when she does her Q&As, and they asked her, "Are you worried about these new laws?" And I think that shows people don't actually understand what the law is.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are still allowed to make commentary. You're allowed to have free speech. There's a difference between having an opinion on something and also telling someone to go kill themselves or threatening behavior.
That's right. I mean, people are still allowed to have opinions and you are allowed to be critical of others. It just falls into a category of whether you are continually humiliating or abusing someone and whether there's psychological abuse. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, don't do something that you wouldn't do to someone in real life or say something that you would say to someone in real life.
Well, I found that this story took an interesting twist because Caitlin Hope, who appeared on Lockie Gilbert's series of The Bachelor, actually lashed out at other influencers following the announcement of this news. She said on Wednesday night that many of the self-appointed cheerleaders for the legislation should take a look in the mirror and think about their own toxic behavior. So she didn't actually name anyone, but there's a lot of talk that she is referring to Jamie Doran, who appeared on the most recent series of Bachelor in Paradise. So Caitlin's Instagram post read, "If your reality stars are going to post about the trolling fines, at least don't be a troll yourself and be a bully to others and condone bullying. And maybe start with not bullying people from your own franchise or industry, including me on podcasts. Get a grip, get a job, and let go of the foul ego and look in the mirror first before sharing something that is a delusional impression of who you really are to your innocent fans." What did you guys think of this?
It's really interesting timing because Jamie has appeared in a 5-part series on the So Dramatic podcast, and I kind of feel like a lot of the Bachelor contestants might be a bit jealous of the amount of attention he's receiving and the fact that people are starting to suddenly see things from his point of view.
He's really turned into the Abby Chatfield of the Bachelorette series because Abby was really unliked originally and now she's got a cult following, and it seems like the same thing is happening to Jamie.
Well, I think it's a bit unfair to aim this at Jamie. Who knows who she's actually talking about? Because from what I heard, Jamie didn't say anything awful about her. He was really lovely about everyone he spoke about. So who knows who this is aimed at?
Well, we've already mentioned two former Bachelor alumni in Georgia Love and Abby Chatfield who have been very vocal about the law. So I wonder if it's got anything to do with them.
I do wonder if this will entice more people to actually apply for reality TV shows now, because I feel like with this legislation in place, hopefully people won't be bullied and trolled to the disgusting extent that they have been. Because personally, if I was going to appear on one of those shows, that would be something that would put me off. The fact that everyday people are receiving death threats over being on a television show.
I hope the UK look at this law though, because we've seen so many deaths of UK reality TV contestants. So let's see if it works here in Australia and hopefully other countries adopt it. One last thing. These laws did make me think about the recent publicity around the Tinder creep, Tom. Do you guys remember him? And how Ebony Sanderson, she shared to Instagram the vile audio messages he sent her. He lost his job. He was publicly humiliated. Is this what we're going to see happen to the next person? Because there's obviously going to be the first case where a troll is fined, and I'm assuming their identity is going to be revealed.
Yeah, it will be really interesting to see how the government actually unmasks them. I feel like they should go into, like, because obviously these laws need to be promoted, because obviously we're all online and we'll need to know how to operate. I mean, most people, as you said, there's really a no arsehole policy. We know not to go tell people to kill themselves. However, for younger people, like, I wonder how teenagers are going to be adapting this law. I feel like there should really be a big name and shame.
Fanny Flutters.
Fanny Flutters, actually.
Fanny Flutters, I'm not even talking.
Let's get into the influencer rap. Sophie, what have you got to start with?
Well, the first story is about former Miss Universe Australia, Olivia Rogers. Now, she is a mental health advocate and she spoke on Boxing Day about the importance of not being caught up in the dieting messages that are being put on us by influencers at the moment. And she took to her Instagram story to talk about it in the middle of her run. And she said that she's just been flooded with messages at the moment about sticking to a 1,200 calorie diet, about basically punishing yourself for enjoying good food over Christmas. And I just felt like her message was so important because I think it is something that at the end of every year, we do think about, oh, wow, I've got to be my best me in the new year. I've got to diet. I've got to get fit. And she just said that you should be happy with who you are at the moment. You don't need to change.
Well, I did see a lot of that actually on Boxing Day because it was like, oh, now's the time to punish ourselves for enjoying one day of eating, which is absolutely ridiculous.
But that does, it does get in your head because even with me, who's 31, I feel quite confident in myself. I was sitting there seeing some of these messages thinking, wow, I have eaten really badly over Christmas. So it made me feel so happy to see her message coming through.
Yeah, I fully embraced her message because as I said, I've moved house, we've had Christmas. I literally have not exercised for over 2 weeks now, which is quite unlike me because I do also like to exercise for my mental health. It's when I feel the best, when I do a little bit of a workout. But I literally, the last couple of days, have been indulging and I've been like, stuff it. I'm not doing that.
And that's the thing. You should exercise when you want to. And if you enjoy it, you shouldn't be exercising to punish yourself and burn off all these calories you've eaten over Christmas.
Well, one of Olivia's followers actually sent her a message following this Instagram video and said, well, why not show a real photo of you and your gorgeous curvy body? That's so much more powerful for so many people. I mean, if you actually care about impacting others. So this prompted Olivia to put up a question box on her page. And she said, I'm interested. Do you find it more helpful seeing bodies like mine and in brackets, as I said, white, able-bodied, and yes, I have curves, but I am still a size 8. Or is it more helpful to hear about the tools and thoughts that have helped me in my recovery? I'm assuming the answer is the latter, but I could be wrong, so let me know. So one important piece of information we haven't mentioned for those who don't follow Olivia is she has struggled with disordered eating in the past.
I think it's really important that Olivia addressed that message because, as she said, she is a size 8. Which is not considered curvy. And I think that there is so much space for people who do have curvy bodies to be speaking. And I suppose Olivia doesn't want to take that microphone or that spotlight away from them to have their point of view.
Well, to be honest, it really does annoy me because I feel like whenever Olivia says anything about body positivity, she gets slammed. And I feel like if you're a size 8, it seems like you're not allowed to talk about that when I feel like everybody should be talking about it. There's parts of everybody's body, despite what size you are, that people don't like.
Well, I think also people are forgetting that she has suffered with disordered eating. So, and she is a survivor of that. And she obviously has important information because I find it really powerful the fact that I look at her Instagram photos and I think, oh my God, could she get any more beautiful? But it's showing that it really is a mental health thing. I mean, she is probably, she's been Miss Universe Australia. She's one of the most attractive women in Australia, yet she still finds things wrong with her body.
And she also, we spoke about it this year, she also got slammed for being too overweight in a bikini picture. So yeah, it's just disgusting. Going back to Olivia pointing out the fact that she is a size 8, I personally think she would be more frowned upon if she was putting up images contorting her body in different ways to make herself look bigger than she actually is.
Yeah, it's like those photos that I think Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw are quite known for putting them up where they kind of show their stomach sort of rolled out and a lot of people are like, well, is that all you've got? Now, this is kind of a funny segue, but moving into Maura Higgins from Love Island, she actually got a lot of praise because she shared a photo of her bloated stomach after Christmas dinner. Now, I related to this so much because since Christmas Day, well, probably really Christmas Eve, my stomach has been in full bloat.
Oh my God.
It's been very uncomfortable.
I worked out that I had 4 days in a row where I had Christmas pudding. And anyone who eats Christmas pudding will know the absolute bloat.
Well, I remember I said to you, so on on Boxing Day, we decided to make a massive Cobb dip as well as, you know, everything else, like 4 different desserts and the main meal. Anyway, I said to Sophie, should I be popping my peppermint tablet now before I eat the Cobb dip to be preventative?
Wait, because... Now, what is your peppermint tablet called? You've got to tell everybody.
Well, I think I just named what it's called.
What, degas?
Well, it might be one of them.
People don't know what a peppermint tablet is.
Well, yeah, it's that they need a new branding because it is called degas, but it's meant to like de-bloat you. I, and
Yeah, I actually didn't pop one because I just went for it.
Well, I love that with Maura because I feel like it was just so relatable. And I think we're seeing more of that. Influencers actually posting that relatable stuff because Maura's always posting glamorous photos. So when you see stuff like that, you go, yeah, I remember why I like her.
I feel like we'll be talking about this more on Thursday's final Christmas episode. But I do love the fact that so many English influencers posted the fact that they look like absolute shit on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And in saying that, I don't think they look like shit, but they just had no makeup on. They were wearing just trackies, dressing gowns. And we do forget that it is so cold there. So really, you would not have any reason to dress up if you're just sitting at home.
But they're in lockdown as well. So it was just them and their family. I feel like that would be me on Christmas Day if I was in lockdown.
But then again, we had Saffron Barker wearing a gold sparkly outfit.
Sophie, we're meant to be talking about this on our Christmas episode. We'll go more into that in Thursday's episode. Well, another thing that popped up on my newsfeed that I found particularly interesting was Shani Grimmon talking about how she's taking a break from sponsored posts. Now, I don't know if this is just over Christmas, but she was saying how she kept kind of referring to sponsored posts as work. So I suppose she's got to do her own little photo shoots and all that kind of stuff, wheeling and dealing with the sponsors. However, she said she's finding it really relaxing and fun just to get back to basics and putting out content on her Instagram stories that's just whatever she wants to post.
I'm not surprised. I think that's a great move for her brand-wise because we've mentioned it before, but Shani did have a little comeback later this year, but it's dropped off again on YouTube. And I noticed that she and Michael Finch, their view count is so low. I don't know what their engagement is on Instagram, but I would feel like Instagram would be their main source of income. And maybe they've seen their stories drop.
Yeah, and I think that the smartest move for a lot of influencers is to actually stick with a few key ambassador roles instead of just flogging yourself out to everyone. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of talent managers that would hate that because they're not receiving as much money possible as they can.
Mm. Well, it'll be interesting to see what Shani does in the new year because, of course, she's got her own swimwear brand called Silk Swim that I assume would be making quite a bit of money for her. So she will obviously be contemplating what her step forward is. I mean, she is a Gymshark ambassador. You would assume that would be a well-paid gig. It'll be interesting to see what her next move is. I really hope it's relatable YouTube videos.
Well, talking about relatable or unrelatable, did anyone see Kira Maguire's massive makeup bag? I feel like, Sophie, that would be your makeup bag.
This is why I noted it.
I literally saw it and was like, I need to get one of those makeup bags because not that I have so much makeup, but my makeup bag is always overspilling with stuff.
Well, for those who didn't see it, Kira posted a massive...
Sorry, I meant overflowing, not overspilling.
I know, I was about to correct you then.
Well, for those who didn't see Kira Maguire's Instagram story, she's on a two-night stay with her boyfriend and she posted this like literal, I don't even know how, it was just this bag overflowing with makeup and accessories. And she said, does anyone else do this or is it just me?
Well, I went to Port Hughes for only one night and I packed this little luggage bag overflowing with clothes purely because I didn't know what we were doing. And I feel like you have that thing where you look through your clothes and you're like, I don't know if I'll feel like that person today.
Oh, I made that mistake when I went to Melbourne, except I was the opposite. I'm like, oh, only bring this and this. And Melbourne is so unpredictable that you never know what the weather's going to be like. And I regretted it. So I think you did make the right decision.
When were you in Melbourne?
Oh, this was like a year and a half ago.
At the peak of the pandemic.
No, I haven't traveled for like nearly 2 years now.
Well, just moving on to influencer Skye Wheatley, and it seems she doesn't really like chores.
I could not relate to this more. Skye was having a whinge to her partner, Lockie, about the fact that she just can't believe as an adult that she's going to have to always do the washing up and the laundry. Now, I've got to say, I feel like a dead set legend when I hang the laundry out.
I always have a huge pile of laundry. It's one of those things that just never stops. It's just always messy. Like it.
Look, I can.
It's
vouch,
the worst job.
I can vouch for that. Amy and Sophie were so bad at their laundry. I used to do it for them when I lived with them, and then I got to the point.
Sorry,
where...
Sorry, did you?
Yes, and then I got.
I love this like world according to Kate.
Well, it's true.
You did not do everybody's washing.
Kate likes to keep her laundry in a little bathtub.
If you didn't cut me off, I was going to say I used to try and do everyone's, and then it got to the point where it was so unmanageable that I just did my own.
That is not true. I love the world according to Kate. I think we just have to agree to disagree because I feel like...
I do not agree to that.
I feel like you're getting confused in your current state because you do all the washing in your house.
Is that not normal? Can we put a poll up there? Because Sophie and Amy, they will only do their laundry and not wash their boyfriend's clothes.
I do both, and Brandon does both. We just put whatever load needs to go in.
Okay, so Sophie and I are on the same page. Amy and Dale refuse to do each other's laundry. They will do separate washes.
It's not that we refuse to do it. It's just that I've got my – we have separate bathrooms. So he does his washing –
yeah,
his
so you basket. Do separate laundry.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. No. Like, to be honest, Brandon has the most – so many shorts. I've never seen someone with, he probably has about 100 pairs of shorts, and so many of them are just crappy Bali ones.
Can I just give some advice to people that are moving in with their boyfriends? If you don't want to get stuck doing their washing, don't do it once, because people, they'll just want you to do it again and again.
I think in a house, you kind of get your set chores. Like, I will not mow the lawn. I will not do anything outside. I would prefer to do laundry than do that crap.
Let's be honest, though. You're not mowing the lawn every week, are you?
No.
You're doing the washing every week. There's a lot of disparity there.
Well, for me, I find that works for me, and it all kind of evens itself out.
Kate's a little bit of a
hashtag housewife.
I'm not at all, to be honest. Reese does a lot of cooking and cleaning.
We're talking about another Reese, and Reese Hawkins, who is the famous ex of Tammy Hembro.
Baby daddy of Tammy
Hembro. Yeah, baby daddy of Tammy Hembro. He's just dropped subtly on Instagram that he and London are married.
It really surprised me, because usually influencers love to share every step of their little journey, and we saw nothing about it. And it also surprised me because she's pregnant.
Well, maybe it's on their OnlyFans account.
Maybe that's why we...
Should we all get people in our community to send a dollar in, and we could probably subscribe to their OnlyFans? Well,
look, I don't think it's that expensive, Soph.
I think that's subscribe. Against the terms and conditions of the app as well.
Well, I'm wondering if it's for immigration purposes, because London is from America, so it's probably made a little bit easier if they officially get married, because it sounds as if their big wedding is coming next year.
I've cleaned the bathroom. I've unpacked our stuff from yesterday, which was just going to sit there for God knows how long. So I'm pretty sure you're capable of filling a few fucking pastas up and putting them in a dish.
Oh, so is that all I've done, is that?
I don't
know. You brought all the groceries in and unpacked them and cleaned all the fridge.
For the first time. I'll show you guys.
I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have enjoyed it, you must join our Facebook community. We're at Outspoken, the podcast community.
And if you did enjoy the podcast, we'd love if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help out the show.
And remember to tune in to our final episode of A Very Outspoken Christmas, where we will be catching up on everything that's happened in the last couple of days.